Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Malcolm Holine, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations, is with me. And we're very pleased to welcome Major Gilad Ach in the IDF Reserves, helping us to understand the military threat and challenge over these next days, given the world turned upside down flight of the criminal Assad to Moscow and the landscape in Syria turning into fog of war. Israel's on the scene. There are elements of the Syrian National Army working for Turkey on the scene. There are Kurds on the scene, Americans on the scene, and all matter of jihadists. However, back in Lebanon, in comparison, Lebanon sounds organized. There is the defeated Hezbollah, the Lebanese National Army, and intentions for the government to take control one more time. However, Gilad, a very good evening to you. When last we were in Lebanon, before Syria dominated the headlines, the leadership was decapitated, and the rank and file were demoralized. Now they've been cut off from resupply from Iran. What is the challenge to the IDF now in Lebanon, observing the ceasefire? But what are the risks? What is the thinking going forward? Good evening to you.
Good evening. So I started this war in Lebanon as a commander of battalion in the border. And actually, from the 7th of October 2023, we was in defense there. The major threat there was that Hezbollah can enter to the Galil and to the Golan. And we, in the beginning, in the 7th of October, we didn't have there enough power, enough soldier. So for 80 days, more than 2 months, we are just try to stop them and to defense on the Israeli border. And every day we get hundreds of rockets on our heads, anti-tank missiles, and it was very, very bad. In this October 2024, we are entered to Lebanon, and we figure out that all the village, the civil village that was very close to the border, are actually not village. They are military base of Hezbollah. For example, the most northern point in Israel called Metula. It's a small city. And very close to Metula, like 200 meters, we have a village that called Kfar Kile, with like 3,000 houses. Each house in Kfar Kile, we found weapon, we found Kalashnikov, RPG, tunnels inside the house. You enter to the house and you go down and you enter to a tunnel that take you to Metula. So actually it looks like a civil village. You have there a civil civilians, but it's real, a military base, very, very, very armed. And in the end, in the day, that Hassan Nasrallah take, if he was take the decision to attack all those village, like more than 100 village, very close to the border, they can attack and to enter to Israel. And I think when we enter in 6th of October 2024, now, 2 months ago, when we enter to Lebanon, we destroyed this threat. But the big question there, what's going on after the Israeli army go out from Lebanon? We destroyed all those villages. I myself bombed more than 200 houses. But pretty sure that when we go out, these villages and those houses will rebuild, and the situation came to be the same actually. So this is the big problem.
What about the your assessment of the post Assad era? How does that change things, and what overall do you see the lessons for Israel facing the kind of warfare that existed in Syria, but also the urban warfare that you experienced in Gaza?
First of all, about the threat between Syria, that the Syria Assad regime threat on Israel. The last time that they attacked us was in Yom Kippur War. It was in Yom Kippur War. And from 1973 till today, was not attacked from Syria to Israel. In my opinion, and as an officer in the army that serve a lot on the field, the reason that they are not attacked, because we have big, big buffer zone between Israel to Syria. And if they want to attack, they was destroyed. We can defeat them on the buffer zone, if they send tanks or parachutes or whatever. But actually, it's very connected to the last question, because if we can take territory, this one that need to happen in the end of the day, to take territory between the Israeli border to the Litani River, it's like in some point 3 kilometer, in other point 10 kilometer, and make this area as a buffer zone between Israel and Hezbollah and Lebanon. So it's never mind what happened in Lebanon. In the end of the day, they can't attack us very easily. And in the Syria, I think we need to make this buffer zone bigger and bigger. And like this, we close the threat.
You diminish the threat.
Yes, exactly.
Gilad.
From Syria, yes.
We were told that Israel needs to clear out Hezbollah from the northern border to the Litani River. In your opinion, is that adequate if that's all cleared out, those miles?
So Litani River in the east of Israel is 3 kilometers from the border. And in the west of Israel, it's like 10 kilometers from the border. The river go north. But I think it's not close all the threat, because the big damage that Hezbollah did to Israel in this war, it came from anti-tank weapon, anti-tank missiles. And today, anti-tank missile, it's more than 10 kilometers. They have a camera in the missiles, and they can shoot this from 10 kilometers. So it's not neutralized, this threat, but the big threat, it's neutralized that if Hezbollah want to enter on the ground, like Hamas did in the 7th of October. And I think this is the most important threat on Israel, because we can get rackets on our head. We enter to the safe room. Each house in Israel have a safe room, and we know how to handle with anti-tank missiles. But when children wake up in the morning, and in their home they found Hamas or Hezbollah person that took their parents and killed them, this is something that the Israeli society can't agree. And I think this buffer zone between the border to the Litani River, this is something that we have to do it.
Do you see also a buffer zone in Gaza that has to be much more extensive than what existed? Is there anything else that can be done to prevent another October 7th there?
We have 30 seconds, Gilad, 30 seconds.
Gaza, I think we need another solution, because they attacked us. And it was one day of Holocaust in Israel. In my opinion, it needs to finish with a clear, clear victory. And it's my opinion, we don't need just a buffer zone, but also we need to take territory. Because when you take territory from your enemy in the end of the war, for everyone it's clear who is lose and who is won. won. So win. So I think it's very important for Israel that it need to be clear all over the Middle East and all over the world that we are winning this war.
Major Gilad Ach, Malcolm Holein, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.